Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner with Blockchain Life Podcast. I have with me some very special guests today. In fact, let's meet them. These are people who are a little bit younger than me. Maybe a lot. I'm just kidding. Maybe a lot. But let's go with Kira. And Kira is a guest of the show in the past. So you might know her, folks. If not, listen to her past episode. It was fantastic. But I asked Kira to bring a panel with us today. And why don't you kind of say your name, Kira, where you're from, and then tell me why you chose these amazing two guests.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Kira Colson. As you know, I'm from Sevierville, Tennessee, but I currently live in South Carolina. These two people are absolutely amazing. So Zyla and I met via past Teamfluencer interview over Instagram. And since then, we've just really been collabing a lot. And she has an amazing business, which I'll let her tell you guys more about her. And then you have Josiah, who's at my church, and he's always doing new things. And he's very impressive when it comes to all of this schooling and different things like that.
Very cool. All right. Well, Zyla, let's go to you. Where are you from and why did you say yes to come?
Well, my name is Zyla Ray and I am from South Jersey. And I said yes because I'm a teen entrepreneur and I own a small business. So I do find the NFTs and Bitcoin and blockchain, all that things really interesting. And especially since I am like do run a business, I know more people are starting to wanting to purchase things using yes. Bitcoin and those type of things. And that really interests me. So that's
I love it. Now, are you able to share what business you're doing or is it a secret?
Oh, yes. No, it's not a secret. No. My business is called Craft Arena and I sell baked goods and I also do some crafts on the side.
I love it. Awesome. All right. Josiah, what about you, my friend? Where are you from and why'd you say yes?
I'm from New York. I moved to South Carolina for my first home and currently I am living in North Carolina. And I said yes because I'm just really interested in like Bitcoin and NFTs and all kind of stuff like that. I just wanted to have a say in this type of stuff.
Sweet. Love it. Okay. Yeah. So let's jump in here with some questions. One is, do you think that Web3, and when I say Web3, I mean like virtual reality, the metaverse, cryptocurrency online, do you think that Web3 is here to stay or is it a passing fad? So Kira, why don't you answer that and then we'll go around and kind of hear what everybody thinks.
Absolutely. I think it's here to stay and it's kind of already been here the past couple of years. It's just coming to our realization that it's here. There's just so many aspects of it that are going to impact society that we really just need to dive in and just kind of accept it because it's here. It's not going away.
Okay. So we have one saying it's staying. What do you think, Zyla?
I agree with Kira. I think it's here to stay. And I think over kind of the past few years with COVID, I think more and more people have gotten into it and seen how big it is to us now. And everything. Mm. I definitely agree with Kira.
So COVID really spiked it up, you think? Okay. Josiah, what do you think?
I will have to agree with both of them because it is a very useful source. And I think it would be here to stay for a long time.
All right. So we got 3 for 3. Okay. So next one would be, Kira, what do you think some of the benefits are about a metaverse, like where you can go in and kind of have an alternative reality? What are some benefits for young adults?
First off, that comes to my mind is jobs, because teens are always looking for jobs and different things like that. And since we're already experienced in that area, especially when it comes to video games and stuff, it's more of like we don't have to learn or relearn any of this. We kind of already have been grown up in this. So a lot of jobs we're already going to be advanced in compared to other adults who will have to go in and figure it out. Just kind of like when it comes to VR, like my brother's been playing it for a couple years now. And so he's knows more about it than I do. And I'm just a couple years older than him.
Wow. So jobs. I caught that loud and clear. Okay. Zyla Ray, what do you think are some benefits? And you might think jobs too, but now you got to make up something else.
Well, I think, yes, jobs, of course, too. I think opportunities, I don't know if that's the same as jobs,
yeah.
But opportunities, because like I kind of said previously, this is becoming a lot bigger, and especially for our generation, we use it a lot. And I think you can find a lot of different things using.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even with opportunities, let's talk about education or even hanging out, gathering. Do you think people your age would prefer or even be open to doing school in the metaverse, and why? What do you think?
That's actually a really good question. I think, honestly, probably it would be half, because I know with in terms of education, like that, I guess I can say when COVID happened, like we were pretty much kind of doing that for school. And I know a lot of people did enjoy it, but a lot of people didn't quite like it, because you know, you want to have like those interactions actually in person with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some people would like it.
Yes.
But Josiah, let's go to you now. Let's imagine that you're in a science or astronomy class, and instead of learning about the solar system, you can strap on your VR headsets and go into the solar system and like book around Jupiter. Now, I mean, that's pretty nuts, but like, or the ocean, you know, what do you think? Do you think that people would like that your age?
I think that's actually very interesting, because I didn't think about that until now, until you just said that. That's pretty useful, especially that they could see all the dynamics of these planets and look around them, and they can't really see this in like a book or anything like that. They could add more detail, and it'll be more of an experience for them to be able to walk around and actually see the planets and experience it and have more of a fun to, you know, space.
Yes. Yeah, that, I mean, it sounds amazing. I've done a lot of research, and that stuff's happening. Like, even in medical school, they're starting to have the students do surgeries that are not real, but it feels real and it looks real, so that they don't mess us up when we need real surgery. All right. So let's now talk about the challenges. Are there any dangers or challenges with VR, Bitcoin, you know, take your pick, any of the Web3 elements? This time I'll go with Zyla Ray first, so that Kira can't steal her question. I'm just kidding.
Okay. In terms of that, the only thing, well, one of the things that I think is, since all of this stuff is pretty much online, it's like not something that we can tangible. You never know, things could like crash, the system could crash, and then people could lose all that stuff. And then also I've heard like with people who've had Bitcoin and stuff, I don't know exactly what the site that or the program that it's in, but there's a risk of like people hacking into their things and taking it.
Gotcha.
And I just think in terms of, because it's all online, you never know. Anything could happen. Like, it could all just crash and everything could be lost.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. So a security challenge. Okay. What do you have, Josiah? Challenges about the metaverse or Web3?
Well, I have just recently researched this. Well, I'm first going to talk about the crypto. Crypto is only like unsafe if it's been made quickly, because it's only very small, like crypto, like actual coding. And the tokens, I mean, they're the most easy to hack, but they're also easy to trace. So, I mean, I would say that they're a little more safe but it's not as safe as the coins. And the metaverse, I'm going to have to say that the metaverse is quite weird when it comes to with work and school. That's very useful. But if you were, because like what they're saying is that they're going to try and make the VR headsets a lot smaller and harder to see. So they're going to try and make it basically
like glasses.
Yeah, like basically make everything like in the world the VR and not make everything real. Which, I mean, I don't know who would actually like that. I personally would not, because I like our world that we're living in right now. I don't like the way that they would change that.
Mm. So I think what you're referring to possibly in my research is it's like called the digital twins.
Yeah. Like,
right. So like
doppelgangers.
Yeah. So like we have, you know, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. So there'd be a Columbus, Ohio in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would be an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting illustration I heard about why a digital twin city might make sense. You've heard of autonomous cars, self-driving cars. So self-driving cars, like Tesla is going that route. What I've heard is that if you create a digital twin city, you can essentially put that car into the simulated city and it can learn the maps and it can learn the streets, so that then when you put the computer system into the real world, it already knows how to drive the roads. Like, so there's an example maybe where it would make sense, but Kara, there's some dangers too. Just the other day I heard about someone hacking into you call it Roblox, what do you call it, something like that, I don't know, is that what it's called, Roblox? Okay, so they hacked into there and they created a concentration camp game where essentially kids were being led to execute characters through gas chambers. And, you know, obviously they shut that down, but you know, there's an example, and sometimes you hear about these stories because they make the headlines. So, Kara, what do you think are some other dangers? I know you talk about comparison and fashion in some of your books. What do you think might be a danger?
Well, absolutely. I agree with what they have said before this, but like, you have to think about it. It's merging reality. That's where we're going. And there's a lot of positive aspects to it and all these cool creative ideas. But the part where we run into a problem is when we get a generation, which will be the upcoming generation, where they don't know any different between reality and virtual reality.
Mm.
So there could be teens who never leave their bedroom and they're only in the virtual reality, which like it would be super cool for like me to go meet Zyla in the metaverse. We can talk and collaborate, but like I have the discipline to be like, I have to get off and go meet people in real person. But yeah, like some people are not going to even realize that the virtual reality isn't real because it's going to be their reality at some point when we do have these glasses that we wear all the time and it's all of this. But there's a point we're going to have to learn and discipline ourselves to take the glasses off and stay in reality for a moment of time, even though, because it's just like our phones is going to be like right in front of our eyes. So it could be tons of distractions, but as long as you guide yourself and discipline yourself, you'll be able to eliminate those distractions. It's just going to be harder than ever.
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got something, Josiah? That's true.
I was gonna say the same thing, because like it's hard to get off of like already games, period. I kind of experienced that myself, but mm-hmm. I'm trying to get used to, you know, discipline myself. And if I got into virtual reality, I don't know what I would do. That's why I'm kind of against it right now with just regular world and all that stuff like that. I mean, you're just changing everything that God has created, and it's just, I don't think that's right.
Mm. So you kind of, I like this. We got different views. You kind of have Kara who says, let's jump in and experiment. And you have Josiah who says, hey man, I already struggle with gaming. You know, my son does too. And imagine virtual reality where essentially all your dreams can come true. You know, I've heard also that you kind of take away some of the challenge maybe. So what about the risk when you guys get into the dating scene or something like that, you know, or making new friends or these types of challenges that happen in the real world? In the metaverse, do you even have to have risks? I don't know. What do you think?
I definitely think that's an interesting concept, because like even via the phone, you're able to mask yourself and be someone that you're not really easily. With social media, you can post what you want to post. And with the metaverse, you'll be able to design your avatar, be this other person. And there really could be a lot of backfall on that when it comes to just like mental health and stuff, like imposter syndrome, or just teens like not feeling like they are enough in the real world. Because if you can style your avatar like this really cool person in the metaverse, because you'll be able to do that, you'll have your Jordans and all that, but then mm-hmm. like you have it in the real world and you're like, well, it doesn't look good on me in the real world, or I can't be as cool as my person in the real world is. And if all your friends are online, how are you going to be able to connect to people in the real world? Just because like conversations and stuff, you can read people a lot better that way. But yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting step when it comes to figuring out who we are and identity, because you'll be able to split yourself really easily.
It's going to be interesting. I totally agree with you. All right. You all have been amazing guests. A couple more questions. Yeah, this is pretty edgy. It's a bit edgy question. We'll start with Josiah first. So do we even need God in the metaverse?
Well, this goes to show with what I just said earlier. I mean, with God, basically God is whoever created the metaverse, which would be Mark. And I don't think that if you had metaverse, there wouldn't be any God, because it's not the real world. And it was created by human. It's humanly made as human. But That's I don't think I would like that. That'd be like duplicating our God, and our God's unique and he's uncomparable.
So. Deep thoughts, man. These are really deep thoughts. Most teenagers don't think about this stuff. Most adults don't think about this. So, Kiera, I'm going to go to you now and say that I was reading in Romans 8 the other day, because, you know, I've been wrestling with this, right? Because I've been wrestling with, is there even a need for God in the metaverse? But I was reading the passage where it says, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, height, depth, angels, demons. And then it says something about things past and things in the future. And I read that and I'm like, dang, when Paul wrote that, like the metaverse is in the future. So can the metaverse separate us from the love of God? What do you think here?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I really think the metaverse, if we look at it more as a tool, and that concept is just like money. Like money can separate you from God if you're greedy or whatever, but then also it can be a tool to send people on missions and things like that. So like in the metaverse, if we get in there and as followers of Christ and we influence and we put God's word into the metaverse and we put the foundation and be a part of the start, then God's going to be in the metaverse through us, because that's our job. So if this is the new reality that some people are going to see as a reality, we have to be an influence in there. And whether that's having churches in the metaverse and being able to connect, because no matter what, most of the time, probably 9% of the time, there is going to be another person on the other side of the screen that you'll be able to touch and influence through your words.
Gotcha. These are deep thoughts. Really good. All right, Zyla Ray, we'll go to you. There's a church called Life Church. Craig Rochelle's the pastor. And I was on the website the other day, but they literally have a website called Church in the Metaverse. So they're having services in the metaverse. And I guess people even made a decision to trust Christ. And I think somebody said on the website, anything short of sin we will do to reach people for God. What do you think? Do you think they're crazy? Do you think they shouldn't do church in the metaverse? Is it a good thing? What are some thoughts?
I don't think they're necessarily crazy, because as you can see with the metaverse, they're trying to include God. It seems like they're trying every way to, you know, reach more people and to touch more people and everything. I don't think it's crazy. I think it's actually kind of a good idea, because for those people who don't want to actually, I guess, necessarily go to church and do those type of things, then if they're on the metaverse, then they can go there, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. This is awesome. Now I'm going to go with Kiara, Zyla Ray, and Josiah for our final questions. What do you wish adults would know about teens related to Web3? Like, what do you wish that me, the other adults, knew about teens and Web3? And I'm kind of leaving it vague on purpose, because I want you to have room to go where you want.
Absolutely. Well, I would say, like, just giving teens a chance, like, just so you see, we don't know like every single thing about the metaverse, but also neither does really anyone. There's so many different aspects to it. And just giving teens the opportunity to already invest in a world that they already know a lot about is huge, because I'm not going to go and study the video games and all that, but like my brother can sit down and talk for hours about like, oh my goodness, this is so cool, blah, blah, blah. And we're just like, we're watching a Hyperverse and then a metaverse video, and my brother, who's like 10 or 12, he sits down and he's so engaged in just seeing all these business and all these things, because it's an opportunity where a lot of young teens are interested, and if you grab onto that interest that they have, it could really push them further into their purpose and who they are to be, because maybe they don't want to play sports, maybe they don't want to do musical theater, maybe they're not going to be a rocket scientist, but this is something right now a lot of teens are interested in. So give them the books, give them the opportunities, sign up them for like the dollar courses where they can just learn and see if this is something that they want to do.
Love it. Okay. Let's go to you, Zyla Ray. What do you wish adults would know about teens in Web3?
I'm kind of going to go off what Kira said, but like, I think a lot of adults, when they see us on these things, they might think that we're a little too dependent on it or too, I guess, addicted to it. But they have to understand, like, this is the world that we are now living in. It's different from when they were. Like, technology is a big part of who we are now. I'm not saying that it can't be, like, addictive or, like, we can be too dependent on it. But it, like, it's what is makes up most of the things that we do today.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Josiah, you get to finish up, my friend.
This is actually quite funny, because we're just talking about this in the car yesterday. I was talking about, like I was playing my Xbox yesterday, and they're like talking about how I'm too dependent on it and I'm too addicted to it. I need to get outside and do stuff. I mean, I will admit, I was going to go outside today, but it's pretty rainy.
There you go.
I like playing on video games, because I can talk to my friends through that, and I can interact basically through that. It doesn't mean I'm going to, like, make my entire world or anything like that, but I have other plans. But they think I'm going to be too unresponsible, like, in the future if I keep on playing and all that stuff like that. I wish they would understand that I'm trying to do this, because, like, I'm trying to live my teen years.
Gotcha. So you view it as you're hanging out with your friends, some of them.
Yes. I mean, I can't hang out with my friends right now, because I am quite high up in the air right now in the mountains. But, I just wish that they would understand that I'm trying to limit myself. I'm also... this is the only way I can interact with people right now.
Gotcha.
I mean, eventually I will find out a way, but this is the only way.
This was amazing today. I'll let you each share where we can find out more about you if you want. in maybe your business, or maybe follow your gamer tag or whatever the right term is. So Kiara, where can we find out more about you?
Absolutely. You can go to my website at KiaraColson.com or slide into my DMs. Follow me on Instagram at Kiara.Colson.
Kiara.Colson. Fantastic. Zyla Ray, what about you? Where can we buy your baked goods?
Well, you can also go onto my website called The Real Craft Arena. Craft Arena is spelled CraftErina. Or you can find me on all social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at The Real Craft Arena.
The Real Craft Arena.
Yes.
So it's not like the ballerina, it's the craft arena.
Yes.
Oh, I get it now. I get it. I'm in with it. Okay. Josiah, what do you got?
Well, I'm only on one social media platform, and that's Instagram, and I'll be just Josiah Engelbrecht, and that's where you can find me.
How? Say that again.
Josiah Instagram. Engelbrecht, E-N-G-E-L-B-R. I'm just going to actually make it Josiah E. Josiah E, that's where you can find me.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you ever post any of your games on YouTube or not yet?
Well, I can. I just haven't been doing that.
You haven't been doing it? Okay. My son is Dream Jobber on Fortnite. Just saying. If you want to say hey to him, all right. Okay. Well, listen, you folks nailed it today. You did amazing. Super thankful for you teaching us the mind of a teenager in Web3. So thank you for being here. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.